There may be instances in which there's no time to ask anyone else, Merlin pointed out. For example, I had no choice but to show you at least a part of the truth the night I took your message to your father. No system is perfect, Merlin. All we can do is the best we can do. Beyond that, we'll simply have to trust God. Merlin gazed at the youthful king thoughtfully. What? Caleb said after a moment. I'm just pleased, Merlin said. Pleased about what? Well, one of the things I've wondered about, and worried about, to be honest, is how this planet is going to react when everyone finds out that the Church of God Awaiting has been a total fraud based on a stupendous lie.
You're concerned that having discovered the Church is a lie, they may decide God himself is a lie, Stainer said softly.
Exactly, Your Eminence. Merlin turned his eyes to the Archbishop. While it may not seem likely to someone raised in a theology like the one Langhorne set up, there were plenty of people back on old Earth, many of them good, moral, compassionate people, who rejected the existence of God for a whole range of reasons they found convincing. From the Church's perspective, that's the one downside of encouraging the sort of freedom of conscience and thought you've been proclaiming here in Caris. And in a lot of ways, rejecting God's very existence would be an intensely logical reaction once the truth finally comes out. After all, these people, your people, will have had the most convincing evidence anyone could possibly imagine that religion can be used as the most devastating tyranny in the universe.
That's a point we've considered at St. Genoa's over the centuries.
Stainer's slight shrug was eloquent.
Some of the brethren have been deeply concerned over it, to be honest. But for myself, I have no real fear on that head, Merlin.
In that case, I envy the depth of your faith, Your Eminence.
It isn't a matter of faith, it's a matter of logic.
Merlin's eyebrows rose, and Stainer laughed softly.
Of course it is. Either God exists or he doesn't, Merlin. Those are really the only two possibilities. If he does exist, as I believe all three of us believe he does, then, ultimately, anything which promotes truth will only tend to demonstrate his existence. And even if that weren't true, if he exists, then whatever happens will be what he chooses to allow to happen, even if, for some reason beyond my comprehension, what he chooses is to have mankind turn against him, at least for a time.
And if he doesn't exist? Merlin asked quietly.
If he doesn't, he doesn't. But if he doesn't, then none of it will matter anyway, will it?
Merlin blinked, and Stainer laughed again.
I'm quite confident about which of those two possibilities apply, Merlin, but as I believe I've already told you, men must have the right to refuse to believe before they truly can believe. And if it turns out I've been wrong all my life, what have I really lost? I will have done my best to live as a good man, loving other men and women, serving them as I might, and if there is no God, then at the end of my life, I'll simply close my eyes and sleep. Is there truly anything dreadful, anything to terrify any man in that possibility? It isn't that I fear oblivion, Merlin. It's simply that I hope for and believe in so much more.
Your Eminence, I don't know about the rest of Safehold, but I'm coming to the conclusion that you are almost disturbingly sane. And you remind me of an old folk saying from Earth. I believe you have a variant of it here on Safehold as well. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man will be king?
We do indeed have that particular cliché, Stainer agreed. And, of course, we have the corollary. The one-eyed man will be king, unless all of the blind men decide to kill him instead.
The Archbishop smiled whimsically.
It puts rather an interesting perspective on things, doesn't it?